Hello, and welcome to the St. Ninians Community Church Prayer Podcast. My name is Jane, and today as a church, our prayer focus will be on God's provision. As we come to pray, let us still our hearts, calm our minds, and set our focus upon our Lord as He taught us to pray. Our Father, who is in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever. Amen. As we continue our journey through the Jesse Tree selection of passages that point to the birth of Jesus, let us turn today to Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Joseph accepts Jesus as his son. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Thinking about this passage, it always makes me think about Mary and Joseph as the young people that they were. Mary was probably still a teenager at the time, and to be pregnant out of marriage would have been quite a disgrace in those days and would have brought shame on her parents. Joseph undoubtedly felt the shame of Mary being pregnant and what people would think, and he planned to end his engagement to Mary quietly. But God had a much greater plan. And an angel of the Lord visited Joseph to assure him all was well and Mary had not been unfaithful, but that the baby was the Son of God, Emmanuel. How amazing! Joseph put his trust in the Lord and married Mary and became earthly father to Jesus. Oh, that we would have such great and unfaltering trust in God when we are in despair. Let's reread the passage, reflecting on it, while allowing God to speak to us today through it. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she had given birth to a son. And he gave him the name Jesus. Let's pray together. Father God, oh, thank you, Lord, that your plan was always from the very beginning, even before the earth's creation, to bring us into a relationship with you, to send your Son, Jesus Emmanuel, to come to earth, born as a baby in a lowly stable, to be crucified on a cross with sinners, to die and be raised again from the dead, and to return to be with you in heaven, leaving the Holy Spirit with us to guide us and show us what love really means. We cannot thank you enough for all you have done for us. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Now, let us pray with Jim in song for our theme of God's provision.
Bless you at this festive time, and bless you and your family for the new year. See you on the road, trying to make your way home. He wishes you peace in your heart, wishes you peace in your heart. He sees the tears in your life, you're not alone anymore. Wishes you peace in your heart, wishes you peace in your heart. With the love you will always know, he brings a love you will always know. With the love you will always know, he brings a love. Working hard every moment, trying to get through the day. He wishes you peace in your heart, wishes you peace in your heart. With another day older, he'll chase the darkness from your life. He wishes you peace in your heart, wishes you peace in your heart. With the love you will always know, with the love you will always know. With the love you will always know, he brings a love you will always know. May the next day go easier on your soul, on your soul. May the next year go easier on your soul, on your soul, on your soul. No one told you today that he loves you, my brothers and sisters. He loves you and wishes you peace in your heart. He loves you and wishes you peace in your heart. No one told you today that he loves you, my brothers and sisters. He loves you and wishes you peace in your heart. Loves you, peace in your heart. May the next day go easier on your soul, on your soul. May the next year go easier on your soul, on your soul, on your soul. No one told you today that he loves you, my brothers and sisters. He loves you and wishes you peace in your heart. He loves you and wishes you peace in your heart.